From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, on Sunday had a warning for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. She said the U.S. would launch new missile strikes against his regime if he carries out yet another chemical weapons attack. She told CBS News that the strikes carried out Saturday by the U.S., Britain, and France were designed to send a message to Assad that if he doesn't stop using chemical weapons, there will be more attacks.
This was a very strong response. I mean, first of all, we went after their storage facilities where they kept components. We went after their massive research facility, which was the heart of their chemical weapons program, and we went after their production facility. So this was very strong attack on the chemical weapons program.
Haley also told CBS News that the U.S. has decided to place new sanctions on Russia, and they will be announced on Monday. Two gunmen on a motorbike have shot dead two members of the minority Christian community and wounded at least five others, in Pakistan. Police and witnesses said the victims were leaving a church in the city of Quetta after attending the Sunday service when they were shot. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan says cross-border fire from Afghanistan Sunday killed two Pakistani paramilitary soldiers and wounded five others. A military spokesman said troops were conducting routine surveillance in the remote Kurram region to prepare to start building a fence on the border when they came under attack from the other side. The Pakistani military has recently started building a strong fence on the border. This is VOA News.